This Smart Start Money podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money podcast from the Evergreen Studio in Florida. I am your host, Eric Flynn. You like to go to live sports events such as a baseball or football game, but hate the increasingly high financial cost to attend them. Today, I'm going to discuss my thoughts on the out-of-control prices to see a live sports event. Before I get to today's discussion, if you like the podcast, check out my website at smartstartmoney.com. I would love to get your thoughts and comments on today's topic. So with that, let's get to today's topic on the ever-increasing costs of attending a professional sports event. Attending a professional sports event is increasingly becoming overpriced. Watching sports events on television, it's a great alternative for its fans rather than getting all your stuff together and going out to a game. Many people like to watch on the weekend and afternoon a football or a baseball game for some relaxation time. TV coverage for professional sports has grown throughout the years, with cable companies and streaming services seeming to be offering more specialized viewing packages, the availability to watch just about any major type of professional sports television. It's great. However, attending a game in person can be a completely different experience, especially when it comes to your wallet. I know personally myself, when I go to a professional sports event in person, which isn't that often anymore these days, you get your ticket and you think to yourself, that's a little expensive. Then you get to the game. Maybe it's a baseball game. You're sitting in the stands for an inning or two. Then you think to yourself, oh, it'd be nice to get something to drink, maybe a little snack. And then you go to the counter and you order your drink and your snack, and then that's rung up in the register. And then all of a sudden your thought is, what the that is the norm for a lot of people these days. It just seems like things are just getting more expensive when it comes to going out and seeing a sporting event. Just to kind of give you some of the averages, according to the statistics site, Statista.com, the average ticket price to a Chicago Cubs baseball game is around $58.57. To compare that to one of the least expensive seats for a Major League Baseball game, the Tampa Bay Rays, average ticket price is around $21.60. Now, that $21 isn't actually many people that bad to go see a Major League Baseball game, yet the cost of going to see a professional team play, also you got to think, includes parking, refreshments, and any merchandise that a fan would want to buy while they're there. So the cost to park a car could easily run between $10 or $20, possibly even a little more. Just to take into account here, to look at some of the other averages, a nice ice cold beer at an NFL game, the average price right now is around $8.17, while a soft drink is around $4.71. So the big thing with the cost is, let's think about it for a minute, a family of four, the cost to attend a game could run hundreds of dollars for just a couple hours of entertainment. Sometimes I think about how families actually afford to go to a professional sports event anymore. And a lot of times, the few times that I have gone in recent years, I don't really see, come to think of it, a lot of large families at these events. And that probably does have to do with the cost. There's a lot of other things that are the same that I won't get into, like amusement parks, which definitely are outpacing much of the middle class. But the professional sports events, many families just they can't afford to go anymore, which is really kind of sad when you think about it, because a lot of kids, you know, their idols, the people they look up to, are people in professional sports, the athletes play baseball, that play football. or hockey or whatever it may be. They look up to these people and they want to, you know, see them play in person. But unfortunately, for a lot of families, it's becoming increasingly difficult to take their kid to go see their favorite star athlete play in a game, which is really, it's kind of sad when you think about it. Because when something like baseball or football in the early days, it was more about the kids in a way, more about, you know, getting families out to these parks. And now it seems like today it's more about cost with them being so high. It's more about the, you know, the businesses that can afford to go and take their clients to these games. It's more about enterprise and taking clients to these things than it is anything else. I mean, look at the Super Bowl or the World Series and who can afford the ticket prices for those except the big companies. You know, they're treating their favorite clients to a game, or their best salespeople are going to a game, but family-wise, not so much. So when you look at it, you might ask yourself the question, why are professional sports events so expensive to attend? And why does it seem that the prices are only getting higher? And the cost for high prices to see a professional sports event can be due to several different factors. They've definitely become more expensive over time. And one of those things is the rising player salaries, and the construction of the extravagant stadiums is one of the principal reasons why it's just gets more expensive to go to these things. Let's think of the average salaries to begin with. The average, just to kind of go over a few of them, the average NFL football player entering the league for 2019, right now, will earn an average salary of $495,000. So football fans will also be, just to kind of take in perspective, supporting some of the highest paid players. So think of someone like an Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers. He has a reported yearly salary of over $33 million. Baseball has, believe it or not, an even higher average salary at over $4 million a year. So think about those salaries for a minute. And I completely agree with the people that might say, well, you know, many professional athletes deserve that high pay because one, especially in the case of something like football, their careers are often short. They're not very long. It certainly takes a lot of work to get to the level that a lot of these athletes do. And I certainly understand that. The problem is, when is enough for a lot of these athletes? You look at somebody, you know, $500,000 a year, $4 million a year, that play in a league for 10, 15, 20 years, that's certainly enough money to live quite well the rest of your life compared to a lot of other people out in the world. So I guess the question often comes is, when is enough as far as salaries are concerned? So the other thing is that contributes to the high cost to go to a professional sports event is the need to, as these prices rise, many of the owners of these teams, they have the need to impress fans who are willing to pay the high ticket prices. And this comes with the next thing, which is they build these mega stadiums. You know, these lavish stadiums that people can go to, and maybe certainly some, not myself, might feel a little better about paying the high ticket prices to get into some of these games. Now, building these new structures, many of them appear to have a cost of around $1 billion or more. And some people might argue that taxpayers do pick up part of the cost sometimes, which is true. You know, if they can work that into it, the taxpayers for that area do pick up some of the costs, but some of it will come from the sports franchise itself, even if it's not the bulk of the support. So that's another thing. I mean, you look at some of these, I forget the cost of it, but some of these, like one of these NFL teams, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, the most recent stadium they built, it's just, it's ridiculous, the cost to build them. And some of that is certainly being passed back on to the fans. Another reason is that the prices keep rising to attend live sports is team, believe it or not, is team support. When you think about it, the reality is that as long as people are willing to pay the high prices and fill stadium seats, teams will just keep raising their prices as long as they get the support. Player salaries are going to keep going up, and also the price of a hot dog as long as there's the support for it. Although in many instances, I believe that, like I mentioned previously here, is more of those seats that are being filled are through businesses, corporations that can afford to send their best clients, their best salespeople to these events. The merchandise is also another big part of the rising salaries, and that contributes to paying these people, these star athletes. Take into like the price of a jersey or hat that supports the income for these athletes. So when you have the support for that and people are buying these things, as the $1 million contracts seem to increase in size, you know, people are buying more hats and jerseys and things like that. Another thing is the through the team support is the network television stations. The more that people support the and watch the professional sports, the more that they start charging for advertising, and the more that they're paying back to these professional sports teams. So the more money that's flowing in, the more money they're gonna keep paying out to their athletes and these professional teams. And I know part of the argument is as well that, well, the owners need to make some money with the teams as well, and they certainly get their fair share when it comes to the costs of the rising costs of these going to these sports events. One of the things that kind of concerns me with the outrageous costs for these sports events is it really seems a little dangerous how the costs just keep rising. So like I said, it's hard to say how families still afford to attend live professional sports. With wealthier families, it might not be so difficult. However, for the middle class, in many instances, there can only be a presumption that people are throwing a day, you know, at the ballpark on their Visa or MasterCard to take in a Sunday NFL football game. It all seems to most likely, in a lot of instances, come at the courtesy of the major credit card companies. I've personally even known people that are willing to buy season tickets with the help of Visa and then, you know, take a year or more to pay off the balance. Now, if you can afford to do this, that's fine. The problem is using a credit card to enjoy a day, you know, especially if you're going to pay it off over time, you're going to have the finance charges for an experience. There's really no investment there where you're going to get anything back. The investment is an experience, but at the same time, the cost is just, it can be outrageous. So, you know, once a year, twice a year, but you have people that go regularly at the help of Visa or MasterCard. Because credit can be one of the only ways for people to attend professional sports, it's also at the same time no surprise that people are still supporting the rising cost because they're just putting it on the plastic. It's almost become an expectation that if you decide to go to a professional sports event that it's going to be, you just know it's going to be expensive before you ever leave your house. Teams have certainly caught onto this, and in some instances, they're even making it easier to use credit at their stadiums. Now, living in Florida, we have the Tampa Bay Rays, who have struggled for years to fill their seats. Typically, they fill them maybe opening day. If the Yankees or the Red Sox come into town, they tend to get a few more people in the seats. Also, when they make the playoffs, they tend to get a few more people in the seats. But one of the things they did not too long ago is, one thing with the Tampa Bay Rays is their tickets are somewhat still affordable. But the thing that they've gone to recently, which I believe many other stadiums are eventually going to follow, is they've made their baseball stadium a cash-free stadium this year. So to purchase a ticket at the box office or refreshments, you're either going to need a debit card or a credit card. And with debit cards being able to be used like credit cards, that gets a little dangerous. The other thing you can do that they said is you can buy gift cards. So one of the things I found interesting when I saw this news story break that they were going to a cashless stadium for their games is their argument was, well, we're doing this to speed up the lines, you know, to make it a much better experience for the fan. Now, I hate to say it, but immediately when I heard that on the news, I'm not buying it, simply because if you go to a Rays game, they're not that crowded. You're not going to wait in line that long to get a drink or to get something to eat, probably to even get a ticket, to be honest with you, for most games. So I'm not buying that they've gone to completely cashless for that reason. The reason they're truly doing it is for more revenue. I mean, let's face it, people that use their credit card tend to spend more when it's not cash. For some people, it's just a psychological thing. It's not for a convenience, as the baseball team claims. I don't buy it for 1 minute. So as they've gone cashless, I don't believe they're going to be the last team to do it. Like I said, the decision has caught some backlash from some fans. You know, their argument that, well, it's just going to make lines shorter. I'm not buying it. The true reason is revenue. Whether it be, you know, I haven't read the disclaimers on their gift cards, but I'm sure if you don't use it in a certain amount of time, you forfeit the cash. I don't want to say that is the case for sure, but I would imagine that it's quite likely. So the real people that are hurt by this cashless stadium policy, when you think about it, is the workers. The fans are hurt as well because they'll tend to spend more in a way, but the workers are hurt by it. So you can tip, you know, someone on a credit or debit card, but it's not going to be the same for them. There's no secret in knowing that in the service industry, a lot of people don't claim all the cash that comes in. It's just something that they do. And it's a given. So a tip on a debit or credit card turns out to be much less because they have to claim that for tax purposes. Experience Lightning Life, you know, it is important, and there shouldn't really be a cost put on it. I understand that, you know, we're all only put on this earth for a period of time. Attending sports and seeing professional athletes play at a high level is certainly an experience that many people would like to have and should be able to do in their lifetime. However, doing it shouldn't be something that puts a person into debt. And that's really the problem with the rising prices of attending a professional sports event. The rising multi-million dollar athlete paychecks, they're not going to go down anytime soon. They'll likely just keep increasing over time, as they previously have. It can be argued that the owners make millions as well, so why shouldn't athletes get their share? And like I said, I certainly understand that. You can't argue with that. Top athletes should be paid along with the owners. But they are pushing, like I said, many of their dedicated fans and the chance for their kids to experience seeing their favorite player in person. The result of outpricing the option for many fans to see professional sports, it's only going to be that the elite are able to go to games. And that, you know, that's going to be a lot of your top executives at companies, their clients, and you know, the people that they want to send, their top salespeople. It's going to just get worse and be much more like the Super Bowl, I believe anyways, for just your weekend game over time. Now, the thing is it'll be interesting to see the ever-increasing prices to attend sports events. I don't think it's likely to keep people away completely. And that's due to the convenience of, you know, Visa, MasterCard, all the credit card companies. However, it is going to make it a little more difficult for families to attend. They'll still do it probably with the help of credit. It'll just you know, it's going to impact the time it takes for them to pay off that experience. And it's going to put people in a position to choose debt or go to a live sporting event. So my overall opinion is that people should live some of life's experiences, but the number of games that a person attends will not be what it may have been in years past. I don't think that overall the attendance of these events is going to go down. I just think more of your middle class families and things they're going to just keep decreasing the numbers that go. And this probably also holds true for the future. With increasing professional salaries, owners that want to profit more, and the desire to build the mega stadiums, most middle-income families will need to enjoy just watching more of their favorite teams on television at home more often rather than going to a live game. Will there ever be a time when professional sports will be more affordable again? I don't know. It's hard to say. It doesn't look like anything's going to change anytime soon with the salaries and the costs that just keep going up and the support from people. People always seem to like their sports teams. So it's really hard to say. But I am curious to know what some of you listeners might think as far as the costs. Have the rising costs given you second thoughts going to as many games? Have you stopped going to games? I can honestly say for myself, I don't go to professional sports events that often anymore unless I get a free ticket from somebody. I can't remember the last time I actually paid to go to a professional sports event. The costs are just way out of control. I used to be a pretty big sports fan when I was much younger. You know, football, baseball. The thing is every time one of these leagues would go on strike, it really just kind of left me with a bad feeling in many ways. Again, I understand that teams and, you know, especially the owners make so much money that the players should get a portion of that. But at the same time, to me, it's always when is it enough, right? Especially to the point where you're basically keeping families from going to games. You know, you're keeping kids away from seeing their favorite athlete in person at a game. And that's one of the reasons why I just don't go anymore that often. You know, at one time too, one of the things that kind of gets me with the money as well that's changed is, you know, many years ago, decades ago, a player would stay with the same team for a long time. They would kind of become a fixture in the city or the community. Still somewhat happens, but not quite as much, where someone would just stay with a team for their entire career. And again, that leads to likely the money factor. You know, if you play for a team like the Rays, you know, they don't have the big budgets and for salaries that a Cubs or White Sox or a team, you know, the Yankees, a team like that has. So, you know, I understand that they want to make as much as they can and move around, but when is enough money enough money? Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the cost of attending a professional sports event. If you'd like to send some feedback, you can visit my website at smartstartmoney.com and visit the contact page. Join me next time as I look at why student loans are a bigger gamble today than they ever have been.